We have witnessed a great deal of pain, suffering, and violence over the last week. Holy Week is like that. We have seen much of the worst of what this world projects when it feels its authority and power threatened. Imagine with me what it was like for those women and men who were close followers of Jesus on the eve of that first Easter morning. In less than a week, they have seen their beloved teacher begin with a triumphal entry into Jerusalem, hailed by the expectant cries of Hosanna, to being arrested and tried in the middle of the night, mercilessly flogged, and hung on a cross by noon the next day. Before sunset, he was dead. What a shameful and brutal ending for a man who preached only peace and forgiveness. And they had come to believe he was the chosen one of God, the Messiah. But how could that be possible in the face of what had just happened? The Messiah was an avenging Savior, not a crucified criminal. That was where we left the disciples on Good Friday. That was where we left the church on Good Friday. But today we gather in the joy of how we know that story, that expectation, that promise was fulfilled. We have had 2,000 years of hearing the story, but that is not how the day began for those first followers of Jesus. They woke in sorrow and disbelief. The women left for the tomb in deep grief at the first break of day when the Sabbath had ended, so they could properly prepare the body for burial. Can you imagine their grief as it turns to fear when they approach the tomb and find the stone rolled away? They timidly look inside and find the tomb empty. The body is gone. Suddenly, two strange men in dazzling clothing appear. Unlike almost all angelic visitors in Scripture, these two do not reassure the women to not be afraid. Rather, they tell them, "He is not here. He is risen." Their grief and fear turn to confusion, then slowly to amazement and awe. Raised from the dead. What can this mean? How long do you think it took for them to begin to comprehend the astounding fulfillment of the power and the love of God in what they had just witnessed? How often do we lose sight of the astounding fulfillment of the power and love of God in what it is we celebrate on this most joyful and holy of days? In the flurry of family and friends, food and celebration, festive receptions, new clothes, shoes and hats, Easter eggs, and of course, chocolate, it is easy for us to lose the amazement, the awe, and the wonder of this season. We remain mindful of Lent throughout Lent, but quickly return to the ordinariness of living life in the joy and the promise of Easter. But today has changed everything for the human experience. While we have indeed witnessed violence and suffering, and we still do in the world today, today is about liberation, reconciliation, and restoration. It is emerging from the darkness and despair of Good Friday and moving into the brightness of Easter promise and joy. It is about looking forward and not backward. It is something that should daily spark in us just a little wonder and awe, and maybe more than a little thanksgiving. As our Lenten journeys come to a close, I am reminded of our gathering on Ash Wednesday. At that time, I encouraged you to give something up for Lent, if you felt so called, but also to consider taking something on as well. Today, our Lenten obligations are fulfilled. Today, we can return to chocolate or soda or Twitter. But if you have taken something on, I encourage you to continue through Eastertide and beyond. Incorporate whatever spiritual practices you may have embraced in Lent into your Easter life. You already know you have the time. consider expanding them if possible. It is in such a way, little by little, step by step, that we continue to move ever forward in our spiritual journey into the full brightness of Easter promise, and ever closer to the amazing and incomprehensible love that is God. Alleluia.